रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 90 भरता एंड भरतवाजा। The recitation begins now. He stopped his attendants when he was about 2 miles away from it, divested himself of his court dress and weapons, and took his way to the saint's abode with his counselors, Vasishtha leading the way. When they came within sight, the prince stopped his suite and walked on with his guru, for he was carefully trained in the traditions of the line of Raghu. Bharatvaja arose at the sight of Vasishtha and directed his disciples to fetch the Arghya. The two rishis were almost of the same age, and as such, they simply welcomed each other without prostrations. Bharata went round the sage in deep reverence and touched his feet. He followed Vasishtha and hence was a scion of the race of Ikshvaku and a son of Dashratha. The usual hospitality offered and accepted, water to clean the hands and feet, roots and fruits. The host made kindly inquiries about the people of Ayodhya, the army, the treasure, the friends and the ministers of the king. He was aware of the demise of Dashratha and omitted all reference to it. Then Vasishtha and Bharata inquired in turn of his health, the holy fires, the disciples, the birds, beasts and the trees in his ashrama. Bharatvaja made a suitable reply and, impelled by his love to Rama, said to Bharata, "I understand that you are now ruling at Ayodhya. Your presence here causes me a grave doubt. Lady Kaushalya was a happy mother of a son of mighty arms, the joy of all the worlds, and him did Dashratha consign to a gloomy exile in the woods for 14 years, all at the word of a woman. Rama cheerfully obeyed the mandates of his sire. Sita and Lakshmana elected to accompany him. Are you come here to work on any evil to poor innocent Lakshmana? Spurred by your ambition to enjoy without a rival the crown that belongs to Rama by every right, human and divine?" Tears welled from his eyes and choked his utterance as Bharata cried, "Alas, I am lost. What hope for my wretched self if I should be condemned out of the mouth of a holy one such as yourself, for whom time holds no secrets, past, present, and future? No one shall be any the worse for me. I pray you will not speak to me in this wise. But you may say, it is all one whether you are guilty or your mother. I should not be held responsible for what my mother said or did in my absence. It pleases me not. It has not my sanction or approval. I came here to anyhow entreat Rama to return to Ayodhya and earn the privilege of serving him ever. I pray your reverence to take pity on me and inform me the present whereabouts of His Majesty Lord Ramachandra." His request was warmly backed by Vasishtha and many others, whereupon Bharatvaja said to the noble prince, "A scion of the line of Raghu, you do well to follow the traditions of the great, to wean your heart away from the pleasures and joys of a royal life, to keep your rebellious senses under stern control, and to abide by the commands of the holy ones. My open vision reads your character and thoughts aright, but I spoke to you thus to deepen your devotion to Rama and enhance your fame as one who loves him best. Your noble brother resides nearby at Mount Chitrakuta, and with him Sita and Lakshmana. You will see him tomorrow. Rest here today, you and your ministers. O generous-hearted prince, from whom none went away disappointed, please gratify my wish." Bharata accepted the kind invitation and made the necessary arrangements for himself, his retinue and his troops to stay at the hermitage of the saint. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.